21 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 2 days after their debate, it's back to the campaign trail.
Former President Trump heads to battleground Arizona today, insisting he won Tuesday's debate, but refusing to commit to another.
I enjoyed it. Are we going to do a rematch? I just don't know. We'll think about it.
Vice President Harris kicking off what she's calling her New Way Forward tour. The campaign, facing criticism that Harris has been avoiding interviews, is expected to ramp up media engagements, especially in battleground states.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. The Secret Service is designating this coming January 6th, when Congress will certify results of the November election, as a national special security event, the highest such designation in the federal government. Now blowing at 45 miles an hour, former hurricane, now tropical storm Francine, was moving further inland, spreading heavy rain over southern Mississippi and Louisiana. 420,000 homes and businesses with no electricity, mostly in Louisiana. This is ABC News. Singer-songwriter Justin Timberlake won't have to worry about a drunk driving conviction on his record.
Sources telling ABC News Justin Timberlake will return Friday to the high-end Hamptons Village where he allegedly drove drunk so he can plead guilty to a lesser charge. The pop superstar is expected to plead guilty to a traffic infraction and pay a fine. Surveillance video taken in June shows Timberlake's gray BMW driving down a street in Sag Harbor shortly before his arrest. Police said he ran a stop sign and swerved out of his lane. The officer who pulled him over said when he found Timberlake, his eyes were bloodshot and glassy. He had slowed speech and was unsteady on his feet.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Tourist attraction? The now-shuttered Kansas State Penitentiary, where the killers featured in Truman Capote's In Cold Blood were executed and where Johnny Cash played in 1970, will be open for tours. The Kansas City Star says tours will run Fridays through Sundays until October 26 before resuming in the spring. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We'll see highs in the mid-80s today with sunshine and very warm conditions. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some high clouds move in tonight, a low of 58. Partly to mostly cloudy, still warm Friday, a high in the low 80s. Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Friday night, a low of 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of spotty showers, and a high near 80. Sunday, 78, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 84 degrees. We were at 55 at midnight, and we are down from that to the current mark. It is 51 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
It is time for us to start the broadcast day officially on this September 12th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I live one day at a time. I dream one dream at a time. Yesterday's dead and tomorrow is blind, and I live one day at a time. Guess that you're surprised to see me back at home, but you know how much I miss you when I'm gone. Don't ask how long I plan to stay. It never crossed my mind. I live one day at a time. See that sparrow fly across the cloudy sky, searching for a patch of sunlight. So am I. Wish I didn't have to follow, and perhaps I won't in time. I live one day at a time. I live one day at a time. I dream one dream at a time. Yesterday's dead and tomorrow is blind, and I live one day at a time. I live one day at a time.
Willie Nelson in One Day at a Time. So we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem performed by Michael Austin. Here we are together again, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we prepare for the warmest day of the week. You probably will not need a jacket later today. You might right away this morning, 51 degrees, although it's very, very comfortable. Good sleeping weather once again as we wake the town and tell the people today, Thursday, the 12th of September. We'll look at sports coming up in about 10 minutes. A Brewer loss last night. In fact, they got clubbed pretty well against the Giants last night. They just have to win today to win the series. That's all you got to do all year long is try to win as many series as you can. And the Brewers have been certainly doing that this year. Well, let's start our chores. Here's Merle Haggard.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one one could steer me right. But Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
You can have her, I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with, but all I wanted was a love to stay.
You think that's something, George? Let me tell you this.
Tell me about something.
Well, if you get the wrong woman,
that's easy to do.
There's only one thing that you can do.
Only one thing.
Just dig a hole, George, and go jump right in it. Pull that ground, Lord, pull that ground right over you.
My best friend comes home at night, maybe for 1 hour.
I had one just like that.
When the daylight comes, John, she's gone again.
I got one more thing to tell you.
What's that, son?
It goes like this. Bad life without love,
you gotta get lonesome.
It's a mighty empty too. Law of the confession. Is that good for the soul? We ought to try it. I'd rather have love that I can cling to.
Yeah, like this.
Than to have the world, huh? Hey, and all of its gold. Now tell them.
George Jones, Johnny Paycheck on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. Sounds like they were up to no good, which I think probably was most of the time there. Some of those fellows from back in the day, those old-time country singers, they kind of lived the lives that they sang about. Thursday reminders today that Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open today and tomorrow from 10 until 2 in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. A great chance to get a great lunch and help the cause. The 167th Vernon County Fair continues today through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. They will have an antique farm tractor pull tonight at 6, followed by a farm modified truck and tractor pull. That is happening later on tonight. And a reminder, the Richland area senior citizens will have a brat stand set up at Bindle Tire and Auto coming up on Friday from 10 until 2 or until sold out. Reminding you of what's going on in our great land today, here's Rex Allen Jr.
You broke my heart like it's never been broken.
to hold you if only for old time's sake. But that would be crazy, that would be one more mistake. I was a loser the last time we played this game.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Good morning, 19 minutes after the hour of 5, and an update on sports is sponsored by the Sports Boosters. Mike Yastrzemski homered and drove in 4 runs. Blake Snell struck out 8 in 5 innings, and the San Francisco Giants beat the Milwaukee Brewers 13-2 last night. It was a tough night for the crew. The Giants knocked around Brewer starter Colin Ray early, beginning the game with four consecutive chances to score and getting a chance for a 4-run inning, getting things off and running. And again, a final score of 13-2. The Brewers take it on the chin.
As did the Cubs. They lost a tight one, a high-scoring game. The Dodgers 10, Chicago 8. St. Louis 2-1 over Cincinnati. Washington 5, Atlanta 1. Pittsburgh 3-1 over Miami. It was also action last night in the American League, where Cleveland beat the White Sox 6-4. Minnesota 6, the Angels 4. Boston 5, Baltimore 3. Yankees 4, Kansas City 3. Oakland 5-4 over Houston. Interleague play, the Mets 6, Toronto 2, Arizona 14-4 over Texas, Philadelphia 3, Tampa Bay 2, Detroit 7, Colorado 4, Seattle 5-2 over San Diego. Las Vegas beat Indiana in WNBA action last night, 86-75. And the new NFL weekend begins tonight with Buffalo playing at Miami. Packers coach Matt LaFleur still isn't ruling out the possibility Jordan Love could play Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts as the quarterback recovers from a knee injury that has kept him from practicing this week. That's an update on Thursday Morning Sports.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Ferrellgas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Ferrellgas today.
522, it is time to up the stakes a little bit today with the aerobic polka. We mean business now. Here we go, a one and a two. Marv Masterson and the Jambalaya Polka right here on WRCO. Keep it moving today, yes.
My yellow rose of Texas packed up and left this morning. I don't know where she's gone, and most of all, I don't know why. I only know I've got the blues. I've never been this lonesome. It's enough to make a man lay down and die. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. When I hear faded love, I feel at home. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. I've kept my heart alive since you've been gone. Bob Wills music helps to keep that woman off my mind. Bartender, keep that cold beer coming.
coming long as I got money, 'cause I plan on being here till closing time. Lone Star beer and Bob Weir music. When I hear Faded Love, I feel at home.
Red Steagall with some Western Swing for you this morning on WRCO's Light in the Milkhouse Show. Here's the weather synopsis for today. Sunny and very warm, a high of 85. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some high clouds move in tonight, a low of 58. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and still warm, a high of 82. Saturday, near 80 with a 30% chance of spotty showers. And Sunday, upper 70s with some sunshine at times and an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. We are down to our overnight low. Currently, it is 50 degrees in Richland Center. Coming up, a farm news and market report. But first of all, Cal Smith.
Well, it's time to pay the fiddler, and it's sad to know we've danced it all away. But the warm night's disappearing, leaving nothing but the cold, hard light of day. And it's time to start erasing all the rainbows we've been chasing in our mind. We know there's no way of making other ties on us unravel and unwind. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the first installment's due. But for the rest of all my days, I'll wonder why the maker mismatched me and you. But there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children, who need and want my love just like you. But before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to please play one last final tune. Well, it's time to pay the fiddler, and there's naked sorrow dripping from your eyes. Unrestrained and unashamed, we loved each other, now we've got to leave it lying. But I can feel my hands a-trembling as I search to find the handle on the door. So let's let the fiddler pull his magic bow across our heartstrings just once more. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and the day's the day the first installment's due. Of all my days, I wonder why the maker mismatched me and you. But there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children, who need and want my love just like you do. Now it's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to please play one last final tune.
Cal Smith on the Light in the Milkhouse Show, WRCO. We're down to 50 degrees. That is so far the overnight low, and the time now is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Testatoon with Tim Slack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped $180 a ton and grassy large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Vehicles, firearms, ammunition, reloading supplies, beer signs, outdoor sporting goods, tools, and much more. Online-only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Testatoon. Have a great day.
Another push for a farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. An ag policy expert says he wants to see Congress act soon on the farm bill. Jordan Dukes with the Nebraska Farm Bureau tells Brownfield many ag groups are in Washington, D.C. this week lobbying lawmakers to take action.
We're trying to build momentum now to get us into the lame duck to see if we can get something across the finish line. And if we don't, certainly we're talking about this next year.
Dukes says his local group would like to see funding doubled for trade promotion programs. A livestock economist says the USDA will likely update their cattle price projections in today's supply and demand report. Scott Brown says cash cattle prices have been moving lower.
Does that make them trim back their estimate for 2025 yet? I'm not sure the fundamentals have changed, but I'm curious to watch what others are going to begin to do as we continue to see some of this downward move in cattle prices of late.
Brown says he's not expecting any big changes on the hog side.
The kind of path we've been on in hogs probably continues. A good reasonable productivity growth keeps us growing pork production slightly.
Updated yield forecasts for new crop corn and soybeans are expected in the report. And the chief commodities economist with StoneX Group says
big crops are definitely looking to be the story this year.
Arlen Suderman says the September yield estimates are the first of the harvest season based on actual field sampling, and that leaves room for surprises. And yield adjustments can provide insight into harvest lows.
Does USDA come in significantly above their August estimate? If they do, then that would suggest big crops still getting bigger and more downside risk. The other is if they come in similar or lower than the August estimate, we still have to find a home for these crops, and that'll be difficult this year.
USDA September supply and demand report comes out at noon Eastern, 11 Central today. John Deere has been ordered to pay $10 million in fines to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The SEC announced Wednesday the settlement was reached after Deere's wholly owned subsidiary, Wirtgen Thailand, bribed Air Force and Highway Department officials to win sales. An associate professor of weed science at Purdue says specialty crop growers have another option for weed control. Stephen Meyer says silage tarps aren't just for dairy farmers.
Essentially, small vegetable farmers have started to use them either as a stale seedbed application or for cover crop termination or for early season weed management in something like carrots. And essentially, they work by blocking sunlight, and without sunlight, the weeds die.
He tells Brownfield it can be cost effective.
So we plant seed pieces, seed potatoes, place the tarps, and remove them about 3 weeks later. And we find that it provides excellent early season weed management.
And he says growers can reuse tarps for cover crop termination on small farming operations. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A light round of direct cash cattle trade developed and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grubner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. There was a very light round of direct cattle business reported on Wednesday. Live deals in the South were marked at $180. That's about a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages, but it's still not enough business to establish an accurate price trend. Bids were at $178 to $180 live and $292 dressed in the North. Look for more business to take place before the end of the week. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers were steady to $5 lower. Heifers were weak to $7 lower. There was a yearling special featured and the quality was attractive, but the degrees of condition varied. The USDA says demand was moderate. The market has been trending lower since those highs of the summer. Medium and large one feeder steers, 701 to 749 pounds, brought 253.25 to 261.75. Feeder steers, 801 to 833 pounds, brought 234.50 to 246.10. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 719 to 748 pounds, brought 235 to 243.35. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 87 cents at 307.36. Select was 263 lower at 294.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Processors have been moving decent numbers this week, but have been able to do so without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. The hog market has been finding support from the strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market, but there are long-term concerns about domestic demand that linger. Barrows and gilt at the National Daily Direct closed $1.09 lower with a weighted average of $77.25. The Iowa Minnesota was 23 cents higher with a weighted average of $78.73, and the Western Corn Belt was down $1.24 with a weighted average of $77.29. Pork values closed lower, down $1.89 at $92.91. Ribs and loins were both sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, waiting on the week's direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed, adjusting spreads and monitoring demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Very light direct cattle trade was reported on Wednesday at 180 live. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up on short covering ahead of the USDA's supply, demand, and production numbers. November beans were 3 1/4 higher at $10.50. January was up 3 3/4 at $10.19. December corn was a half higher at $4.04 3/4. March was up a quarter at $4.23 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for widespread direct business. October live was up 62 at 176.95. December was 80 higher at 177.22. October feeders were up 210 at 237.50. And hogs were mixed ahead of the weekly export sales report. October was up 120 at 79.75. December was 115 higher at 72.30. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Ever wonder about the path food travels from farm to fork? That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Food doesn't appear on your plate by magic. Although, to hear Lauren McNamara describe it, it almost sounds like magic.
You pull a product off your grocery store shelf, and the average consumer has no idea how much has gone into getting that product there, from the people that are growing the inputs, to the people that are trucking them across the country, to the people that are manufacturing them, to the people that are selling them in, the people designing the package. I mean, there is so much that goes into every single thing, and it just deserves a lot of respect and recognition.
McNamara used to work for General Mills and is now an executive at SunOpta, a Twin Cities-based maker of organic and specialty food products.
How we're able to scale the food supply chain, feed so many people at reasonable costs, make so many different varieties of things available, it never ceases to amaze me how this industry has evolved and how much we're able to offer to consumers. And I'm really proud to be a part of that.
McNamara says entrepreneurs keep coming up with incredible ideas for food products, and her company is open to assisting in bringing those ideas to market. You can learn more at sunopta.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Comment time for the federal milk marketing order proposal is running out. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Wisconsin Farm Bureau official says dairy farmers need to submit comments about USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders now. Tyler Wensloff tells Brownfield USDA's proposal returns the Class 1 mover from the average of to the higher of Class 3 and 4 and protects some contracting rules, but USDA significantly raised processor make allowances without requiring mandatory cost of production surveys, which he says will make a big dent in a farmer's milk check.
Federal Order 30 is really the one, the upper Midwest, where it takes it on the chin for this order, and it's unfortunate that the area that needs it the most, where dairy farmers are struggling the most. The USDA has chosen to favor other parts of the country.
Wenzloff says farmers need to remember this is not a negotiation, but a one-shot opportunity to take the recommended changes or have no federal order in their area. With that in mind, Wenzloff says Wisconsin Farm Bureau hopes their members vote to keep the federal order.
We've seen other states go away from our order, and we believe that under the current conditions, keeping a federal order would be the best opportunity for Wisconsin farmers to keep going.
The comment period for USDA's proposed federal milk marketing order amendments ends Friday, September 13th. Comments can be submitted electronically through the Federal Register or on regulations.gov. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remains unchanged at 59 cents, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny at 231.5, one sale there. Cheese barrels up 4.5 cents to 238.5, but one sale. Butter unchanged at 317.5, but no sales. Not-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent to 139.75 with six sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
5:47 the time. Good morning. The forecast for today calls for a high of 85 with sunshine and very warm conditions. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some high clouds move in tonight, a low of 58. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and still warm, a high of 82. And Saturday, near 80 with a 30% chance of spotty showers. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 50 degrees. That is, thus far, the overnight low. Drive carefully with a little bit of fog out there once again in some areas.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, that's when I wanna see the lights of town. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. My money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little gal and a jug of wine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mine. With the jukebox a-moaning, a honky-tonk sound, that's when I wanna lay my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Country is
back porch. Listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is what you make it. Country is all in your mind. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country is having a good time, listen to the music, singing your part. Country is all in your heart.
Tom T. Hall on the Milk House Show. Good morning, friends. Good luck getting your chores going or started or finished today. Coming up, a look at weather. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher will have that for us. But first of all, Jack Green.
Just what's inside of you, you can't control. That pulls you like a puppet on a string. Away from me to some thing unseen. Is there a goal that I have failed to see? And does that goal something or someone who pulls the string? Away from me to something unseen. I'd be happier. Unseen.
Jack Green on WRCO and Something Unseen. We're coming up on 5 minutes before the hour.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at more summer-like weather conditions across the region here, really for the foreseeable future, which is kind of a continuous flow of warm air coming in from the south. It'll gradually turn a little more humid as well as some of the moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Francine moves north through the Mississippi Valley. So cloudier conditions building in by tomorrow and into the weekend, but still some peaks of sun. Also a small chance of a couple of showers popping up by tomorrow night or Saturday, although they may be concentrated a bit just off to our west. By Sunday, the chance will be over us yet, but again, very small amounts, most spots getting a few tenths of an inch or less. Generally quiet conditions shaping up for the early to mid part of next week, and again, those temperatures running well above normal. So today, look for sunny skies, highs reaching the middle 80s, southeast wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Some high clouds move in tonight, low at 50. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, high about 82, east wind up to 10 miles per hour. There is a slight chance of a shower Friday night, low 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of a few hit and miss showers, high about 79. And Sunday, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, low 60, high 78. Monday, partly sunny, low 60, high 81. More of the same for Tuesday and Wednesday, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s to near 60, with highs around 80 degrees or so. So overall, just a summer-like pattern continues. Enjoy that sunshine today, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Right now, 50 degrees and partly cloudy. Yesterday's high was 84. The record high, 93 in 1931. Record low, 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 71.
and the low 46. Sunset will happen at 7:17 for this evening. This morning, sunrise time around 6:37. The air is calm. Barometer is reading right now 29.98. No precipitation. Again, it is 50 degrees, our overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more.